Please rise.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
There was no action taken in closed session. Comments from board members. Mr. Boom?
I would like to say, though, we had the ceremony for the new Herschel Todd building out at Oliver School. It was very nice to see some of the past folks that we had seen, and it's just a great honor to be able to dedicate a building to one of our former employees.
Mr. Fleury?
Yes, I enjoyed that. Also, honored employees. It's a good thing to see people be honored for their years of work and service.
Also, I'm glad that we are done searching for a business manager, and it's over with now.
Mr. Harris?
Just echo the same about the dedication. It's really nice when we can dedicate a building or a structure in our district to a longtime employee that's dedicated a lot and done a lot for our children. And again, I'm just so proud of all these structures that we have, whether it's here at Marysville, at Lyndhurst, or any of the intermediate schools or elementary schools. I am just so proud to be part of the district now that has these new things and the technology that's coming in, and it makes you very proud to set up here and be a board member.
Hey, Mr. Danable?
I enjoyed the dedication myself today, and I would suggest that everybody go out and see what a smart classroom looks like. It's very, very amazing, especially since I've been in school.
Okay. Mr. Crawford?
It seemed a great closing of all the schools, the end of the school year. All the teachers and the staffs got together and had a variety of events, and from barbecues to fundraisers to just some great graduations. It was a good end to a great school year. Thank you.
Even though we discussed graduations earlier, I'm still reflecting on the early June when the students graduated from all the different high schools and we had a chance to be there. What a phenomenal group of kids that were, I guess, young adults that were turning into society. So amazing things. That brings us to opportunity for school employee organizations to address the board. Marysville Unified Teachers Association. Operating Engineers Local Number 3. California School Employees Association 326 and 648. Association of Management and Confidential Employees. Supervisory Unit. I do not have any public comment cards, so at this time I'll turn it over to the superintendent.
Thank you very much. And tonight I'm going to pass because we've had a full day already with our dedication to the building for Herschel Todd, and I'll reserve my comments when we get to the LCAP item. So thank you very much.
Okay, approval of minutes. It's my understanding we have one change to the minutes.
And actually, the minutes, the motion should reflect that all members were present at each meeting.
Which only changes the third.
June 16th meeting.
June 16th meeting. Well, okay, that brings us to the consent agenda.
Actually, we need a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is there a motion to approve the minutes? As corrected by Mr. Fleury. Is there a second? Mr. Boom seconds it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. And that brings us to the consent agenda. I personally would like to pull educational services number 2.
Glad. 2?
Educational services, okay. Number 2. Additional participants for the area GLAAD. There's no other items to be pulled. Is there a motion to approve the agenda or the consent agenda?
Move to approve the consent agenda with the exception of number 2.
And seconded by Mr. Danimal. Motion was by Mr. Crawford. I have some comments about item 2 on educational services.
Should we take the vote?
I'm sorry, getting ahead of myself. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item 2 is the Area GLAAD guided language acquisition design training, which we are spending over $100,000 to educate 110 teachers. One of my objections to this is teachers go through training for years and years to be able to govern a classroom, and this seems to be an enormous expense. Okay, when we have such great professional teachers in the district, it's maybe money that doesn't directly come out of our district, but it comes directly from the taxpayer. And I'd kind of like to note that. One of the other things I'd like to do with this is after the training is over in August, I would like to have an evaluation done by the teachers who attend to see if they really think this was worthwhile and they're bettering their teaching in the classroom. Any comments?
Lenny Tate is here to address your concerns.
Basically, we do evaluations on all of the trainings, and so we'll have those ready for you. I could do the ones that we've just done for June. I could probably get those ready for you by your next board meeting if you'd like.
But how did the training happen to come to our district? Is it not from teachers wanting the training and finding it valuable?
Yes, they've been asking for the training. We do a professional development survey asking the teachers what they want to be trained in. And one of the things that has been coming up is Project GLAAD. We've been doing Project GLAAD, I think, yeah, so maybe at least 8 years, I think. Eight years. It's very well received in the district. The teachers really like it. It does show up, the way it's written in the agenda, as a very pricey training. It is a 6-day training, though. So they go for 6 full days to get their certificate to be Project GLAAD trainer, or to get their Project GLAAD certification. What we're also doing in the district, because we want to have our teachers be the ones that are doing this training, we actually sent 2 teachers that I'm very proud of. I don't know if you know Nicole Petz or Nuvang, down to the Bay Area, and they're actually training to become Project GLAAD trainers. It's about a year and a half process, about 18 months for them to do all of the work that needs to happen for them to get this training. And so we're covering their costs as well to go down there. And then when they come back, they'll be doing trainings here in the district for us. So hopefully our training costs will go down just to the cost of materials, which I've been told are about $20 a teacher. So once we do get, and I'm hoping to send more than just 2 folks down there. We'll see if the board approves those projects so that we can have folks in-house doing these trainings for us.
And the reason we keep bringing them back is because they are very well received. Teachers say that it's excellent training. They're able to use it in the classroom, and it continues to be very popular. So that's why we keep bringing it back for the folks who haven't previously gone through the training.
And you didn't ask, but I want to tell, this training is very unique in that what happened in June is pretty much a normal training that you would usually see. There's 2 presenters. They have great things up on the walls. The teachers are there. They learn the information. It's a normal, I'm teaching you, you're learning type of a situation. But what's going to happen in the next 4 days, starting on August 4th, followed 5th, August 6th, and August 7th, is those teachers are actually going to be in their demonstration sessions, where we have them broken into 5 different classrooms with students. There are two presenters that come from Project GLAAD. One presenter teaches the children at the front of the room, so we've actually done a small little summer school that's going to happen in August for some of our students at Ella Elementary School. So for the first half of the day, the teachers all sit. It's so unique. The teachers all sit at the back of the room in kid-sized chairs. You've probably got about 25 to 30 teachers in a classroom watching 30 students being taught by a presenter. While that's happening, there's another presenter that's talking at the same time, explaining to the 25 to 30 teachers why the teacher's doing what they're doing. Then at about 11:30, the students go to lunch, and then they go home. And then for the next 3 hours, the teachers talk about what they learned, talk about what's going to happen next day to build those strategies for their own classrooms. It is, I really encourage you, Mr. Rex, please go to the training, because I think next you'll be saying, Lenny, how come you don't do more of that? Because that's, I think you'll really like the training if you have a chance to see it. But it does look like a really heavy price tag. It's about $500 a teacher.
Actually, I was thinking very seriously of doing that.
Yay.
The other part of that is that, you know, it is a workshop. Do our teachers get credit on the salary schedule for completing
the training?
They get
paid their hourly rate.
It's part of our
contract that was negotiated. I don't know how long we've been doing it. Since I've been in the position, we've had the professional development days. This might have been our 10th year. I'm not sure, but it's part of the teacher's contract where they get the 4 professional development days paid during the during non-instructional time.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have a motion for item 2?
Make a motion.
Okay. Mr. Fleury, is there a second? Mr. Rasmussen? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Nay. Okay. Moving on. Okay, new business, number 27, Roman numeral page. Okay, facilities and energy management.
Yeah.
Okay, bid award, Kovalod fencing project.
Yeah, I'm here to request that the board approve the contract to Burko Constructors for the Kovalod fencing project in an amount of $318,000.
Any comments other than that's it seems like an enormous amount of money for a fence?
Yeah, but.
Well, the scope, as you can see, is listed here in the new business item. It is a bit more than fencing. So while it's called fencing project, it does include 2 security cameras, buzzers, intercoms, gates, swing gates, man gates, a bit of ADA accessibility improvements. The city and DSA added to the scope of the project at the very end of the approval process to include some removal of some concrete in order to get our 2% slope and cross slope in the city right of way. We also have some fees for encroachment permits to work in the city right of way, and so that did all add to the cost of the project.
There's okay. No questions. I'd like to make a motion.
Mr. Harris moves to approve the item. Kovalod School Fencing. Seconded by Mr. Denable. Mr. Crawford. Okay, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
None opposed.
Okay, any opposed? No. Unanimous.
Thank you.
And District LCAP approval.
As you will remember, just last week, we had a formal presentation on all of the elements that have been proposed by not only the LCAP budget and LCAP committee, but also some of the items that I move forward as items I've heard the board support, such as music and some of the PE positions, counselors. And so tonight, I'm asking that the board approve the LCAP plan as presented last week at the June 16th board meeting.
Is there any discussion or comment? If there's no comment, would someone like to make a motion to approve this item?
I'll make the motion. motion to approve.
Mr. Danimal moves to approve the district LCAP approval. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Harris. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, any nays? None. Passes unanimously. Item two, MCAA LCAP approval.
Hello, everyone. And last week, I presented Marysville Charter Academy's LCAP to the board. So today, I'm here to ask you to approve the LCAP for Marysville Charter Academy.
And you did a great job last week, too.
Thank you.
All right. Any comments or no comments?
If there's no comments or questions, I'll make a motion to approve.
Mr. Boom moves to approve. Is there a second? Mr. Danimal? All right. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any nays? Passes unanimously.
Okay. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Malone. Business services, little change in this. It should be just 2015-16 proposed adopted budget instead of public hearing. So we had the public hearing last week. I think it was last week.
Yes.
It seems
right.
Like we had so many meetings. Is there any comments or anybody would like to speak to the adopted budget, the proposed adopted budget? We have someone.
So I guess I just want to ask the board to approve the district's 15-16 adopted budget, proposed adopted budget.
It'd be wonderful if you could get it on one or two pages. But
oh, I'll try. Oh.
That would be a lifelong endeavor.
Yes.
Okay. You did that really well.
Thanks. Thank you.
Any comments or discussion?
Just good job. Thank you.
You guys worked very
hard at this.
For you guys, it's a work of art.
It is. You know. Evolving work of art.
Yeah.
If there's no further discussion, is there a motion to?
I'd like to move.
Mr. Crawford moves to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Fleury. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any nays? It's unanimous. We'd love to stay. As a matter of fact, we are staying. We're moving to closed session. Mm-hmm.